For today's responsive reading, our congregation has now begun its third journey through the book of Proverbs. We as a congregation have read through the book of Psalms three times in our church's history, coming up on 16 years now, next month in August. So now we shall begin a journey through the book of Proverbs for our third time. The congregation and I read responsively Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. So if you take your Bibles, you may want to turn there and follow along with my few commentaries or few words. Verse 7 of Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, I believe to be the overarching key verse for the entire book of Proverbs. Matter of fact, you can go so far as to say that verse 7 is the overarching key passage to all of the Bible. And what does the verse tell us? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The fear of the Lord. First off, beloved, in the culture and in the society in which we live today, there is no concept, nor is there any acknowledgement to fear God. We fear everything under the sun. We fear the government. We fear the day that you got to fill out your taxes and realize how much money you got to send back. We fear going to a doctor or to a dentist because you might get a diagnosis or you might experience a little pain as that tooth is being drilled or filled or yanked. We fear everything. We even read labels on food containers for fear of finding something in there that might be detrimental. But there is something that we have lost in American culture and society. We no longer, as a people, fear God. And I think if you sit in church or in churches during the course of your pilgrimage, if you are a Christian and you've had the opportunity, like my family and I, being in the military years ago, traveling from location to location, you get to sit in a whole lot of churches during that pilgrimage. And guess what? Only a few times have we heard any pastor preach a series of messages on the fear of God. The most recent one in this congregation was given to us by Pastor Dan Penamon several years ago, where he brought, I believe, an entire weekend, a Saturday and a Sunday during one of our November conferences, an entire exposition on the fear of God. Beloved, there is no fear of God. None. Why? Well, we live in a culture today that says there is no God, that we ourselves create gods of our own making and of our own image and our own choosing. Well, beloved, there is a God, and He has revealed Himself in the book of nature, that is creation. He's also revealed Himself through the scriptures, Old and New Testament. But then, above all, He came to earth in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ in order to reveal the Father to us through the life of His Son, the Lord Jesus. So verse 7 says, the fear of the Lord is what? Secondly, the beginning of knowledge. Now, beloved, all truth is God's truth. And even in today, we live in a culture that says that there is no truth. Everything is relevant. There are no absolutes. So when someone tells you that there is no truth, you must respond by saying, is that absolutely true? And see what their response is going to be. Well, since there is a God and He is to be feared, that starts a journey in knowledge. Now, what knowledge are we talking about here? Well, we're not talking necessarily about 1 plus 1 is 2, or the sun is hot, or the fact that Pluto is no longer a named planet in the solar system. We're not talking about that type of knowledge. Okay, we're not talking about the laws of gravity, the laws of inertia, okay? We're talking about the knowledge of God. See, beloved, if you're going to begin to know God, if you truly want to know who He is, you have to first cultivate a respect and a godly fear for who and what He is. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But thirdly, notice, fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now, one of the things that you're going to see in the book of Proverbs is something that you need to be taught right now. It's called Hebrew parallelism. You're going to find verses in the book of Proverbs, okay, just a one-liner. But that one-liner has two parts to it, okay? Part A and Part B. So, for instance, in verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That's Part A. Part B is, quote, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And when you study the book of Proverbs and you apply Hebrew parallelism, you have to look for words which either compare or define. For instance, the fear of the Lord, okay, in part A, corresponds to wisdom and instruction in part B. Okay? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So, the fear of the Lord is contrasted in part A with, in part B, the words fools. So you have the Lord in part A being contrasted now to the fool who responds differently because the fool doesn't fear God. The word fear, okay, answers to or is compared with the word despise. A real believer in the true and living God will cultivate a healthy respect and a healthy biblical concept of the fear of the Lord. On the other hand, the person who is a fool only cultivates despisement. And the word here, despise, carries forth the concept that God's word and God himself are not important. You can take him or leave him. God is not important in my life. The Bible is not important to my life. Being part of a church is not important to my life. That's the thinking of a fool. So you have the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. If you really want to know what the Bible truly says, and you're a true seeker, not a skeptic, not a doubter, not a mocker, but if you are a sincere seeker and you are at least teachable and open to at least giving the scriptures an audience, that's a good start. And then with that start, you cultivate that biblical healthy fear and respect. And what does the Bible have to offer? Notice, knowledge, wisdom, and instruction. And where does that instruction begin, mostly? Not in public school, where children are basically indoctrinated, not taught no more. It begins in the family. Look at verse 8. My son, so Solomon is speaking to his son, this king, this son of David, is now speaking to his son, who would become the next king upon Solomon's death. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. So notice the importance of a father and a mother. The family unit is where God has put his thumbprint. This is where children are to be nurtured and loved, taught, disciplined, educated, okay, and made prepared and made ready to face the world. Not the school, not even the church. Those are to be complementary to the family, never to be a substitute. For they shall be an ornament of grace upon thy head and chains about thy neck. And so verse 7, 8, and 9 go together. Verse 7 is the overarching aim of God for all men, to cultivate a healthy biblical fear, awe, and respect of God Almighty for who and what he is. Okay, he's not a ghost. He's not a spook. He's not a force. He's a real personal being. And when you cultivate that, you will acquire the knowledge of God, the wisdom of God, and therefore be led by the instructions that are contained in Scripture. But where does it all begin? Where does God say it ought to begin? Not in the classroom, not in the Sunday school room, not even in the pew. First and foremost, it starts at home. What a godly mother and a godly father, we hope. Or at least the influence of godly grandparents, if they're available. And so there's the beginning of our journey in the book of Proverbs. Verse 7 is the key passage for the entire book. And I would say for the entire scriptures. If you're going to understand creation, if you're going to understand the flood of Noah, if you're going to understand the life of Abraham and how he's key, and the life of Moses, for instance, and the prophets, and the history of Israel, the coming of Christ, the crucifixion, burial, resurrection, ascension, and the establishment of the church, which is the temple of the living God, 1 Corinthians 3 and 1 Corinthians 6. If you're going to understand all that, beloved, you got to start at the very basic. You have to start at the beginning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of that journey. Well, may God choose to bless His word. Amen.